38 days to the 2024 elections. Hashtag Stop Galamsey Now. Still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the Electoral Commission suspends ballot paper printing for the elections following the death of Ekuea Donkor, the presidential candidate for the Ghana Freedom Party, GFP. With details as the EC asks the GFP to make arrangements to nominate a new candidate by law. Now, renewed clashes that have claimed 16 lives forces the Chief Justice to order the closure of courts in Boko and surrounding communities.
And any additional thing that we may do that may cause more harm than good, I think we need to avoid it.
Also, Manprosi West DC asks the government to engage in consultations before it tracks and removes a rival chief linked to the tension from Boko. We have details of that coming up in business.
Offshore investors cite election spending overruns as a major concern despite renewed confidence in the economy. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair starts today with a huge opportunity to get a house and make it your home you've always dreamed about. Don't miss the legal clinic as well.
About litigation concerning land. We have a team of lawyers on standby and they'll help you resolve your legal issues on land for free. And there'll be music, there'll be fun, there'll be food, everything there.
School will become the 2024 champion of the National Science and Maths Quiz. Infantepim School and St. Augustine's College want to lift the trophy for the third time. But Keta Senior High School wants to taste victory for the first time. We have details of that coming up shortly with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. This morning, following the demise of the presidential candidate for the Ghana Freedom Party, Ekuea Donkor, the Electoral Commission has suspended printing for the ballot papers for the elections just 38 days away. This, according to the EC, was near completion. But the Commission says certain actions have been taken by Article 50, Clause 4 of the 1992 Constitution. My colleague Daryl Kwal joins me in studio with details of the EC statement. Daryl, what does it say?
So it says the Electoral Commission has received information on the unfortunate passing of the presidential candidate of the Ghana Freedom Party, GFP, that is Madame Ekuea Donkor. Whilst the 1992 Constitution and the Public Elections Regulations 2020, that CI 127, are not clear on processes to follow in the event of the death of a presidential candidate, Article 50, subsection 4 of the 1992 Constitution provides as follows, quote, where at the close of nominations but before the election one of the candidates dies, a further period of the 10 days shall be allowed for nominations, end quote. The Commission has since informed the GFP to make arrangements to nominate a new candidate and inform the Commission accordingly. In the meantime, the Commission has suspended the printing of presidential ballot papers, which was near completion. So that's it.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Now, the NDC does not expect its number 8 position on the ballot paper to change. Listen to Deputy Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Tanko Rashid Computer.
The ballot papers have been printed and nothing can be done about it. What will happen is that the Electoral Commission will go ahead and on the election day, I'm pretty sure they will instruct their presiding officers and their assistants to get a ball pen and cancel Ekuea Donkor pictures on it. Otherwise, anybody who thumbprints on her ballot or her picture or her portion on the ballot paper, such a thumbprint will be considered as a rejected ballot. That is a rule. We apply this severally.
Now to Boko, the Chief Justice has ordered the closure of all courts in the town and adjoining communities. This follows concerns over escalating tension in the area. It was a bloodbath over the weekend when the opposing faction in the conflict set up a roadblock on the Boko Walwale stretch, killing 16 people. Kojo Youngson of the Morning Show joins me with details of the Kojo. What's the Chief Justice saying?
Now, the statement says that the attention of the Chief Justice has been drawn to concerns expressed by lawyers and other stakeholders about the current situation in Boko and its environs to ensure the safety and security of judges and other staff of the judicial service. The Chief Justice has directed some courts closed, and the courts are Bogatanga, Zwarungu, Zebila, and Garu, as well as Bongo.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kojo. Now, meanwhile, Chieftaincy Minister Stephen Asamoah-Boateng has revealed that national security chiefs are working to track and remove a rival chief linked with the clashes out of Boko. But the MC for Mount Prusi West, Ishaku Somolaki, is appealing to the minister to consult further before embarking on such a move.
I think more consultations have to be done. You know, when issues of this nature happen and you take a panic decision, it sometimes affects the long-term solution to the problem. I will say that I'm not disagreeing with him, but what I can say is that we should rather do more consultations further to look at how we can resolve the issue. We may try to do something and further aggravate the situation. As we speak, the issue is in a way contained by the security forces. And any additional thing that we may do that may cause more harm than good, I think we need to avoid it.
Meanwhile, security analyst Professor Kwesi Enin disagrees with the minister's timeline for resolving the conflict before the December 7 polls.
No, I think all of them are just dancing around the hot pot and not tackling it the way it should. When the minister ties the resolution of the conflict to the elections, then even when we remove this rival chief, he will bid his time after the elections. I think the minister has made an unforgivable fundamental mistake in giving a timeline.
Now, barely 24 hours to fresh admissions to various senior high schools, scores of parents are frustrated over the limited time allocated for preparation for the 2024-2025 academic year. On Tuesday, the Ghana Education Service released placements with students expected to start reporting today. However, some parents who have yet to secure placements for the awards have demanded an extension of the deadline.
We are here to change my brother's school, you know. We are in Kumasi, but we had a day school in Accra, so we are here to change the school. Because how can you release school today and expect us to go to school tomorrow?
The placement have delayed a little. And if you ask me, I would appreciate if they will give us a little time for us to organize ourselves. And
we wrote for her home accounts, but they have changed it to a technical. So we are here to change it. We need them to extend the time for us.
Well, spokesperson for the Education Ministry, Kwesi Kwatin, explains that the students have till November 7 to complete registration and report to school. Now, if you've ever wondered when to own a house, I tell you the right time is today. At the Accra International Conference Center this afternoon, every stakeholder in the housing industry in Ghana and beyond will gather for the next 4 days to make it easy for you to own a home. General Manager of Sales and Customer Service here at the Multimedia Group Limited, Max Fuga, says lots of surprises awaits patrons.
It's all about everything housing. So you walk in there, you can get your roofing sheets, you can get your cement blocks, you can cement, you can get your furniture, you can get your doors, you can get your security lights, you can get everything that you need to turn your house into a home. We also have financial companies. Ecobank is there to provide financial support to those who want to take mortgage or take loans to finance their building projects. So,
and there's Mas Fuga. Now, the fair is another thing. Get a house, make it a home, and it will take place from today to the 3rd of November from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Accra International Conference Center. Now, later today, the scores will be settled on which school is the best in science and mathematics. It will be a crucial tiebreaker for St. Augustine's College and Infantepim School since they've both won the title twice. Or is it time to make way for Keta Senior High Technical School to taste victory for the first time? Well, we'll know in a few hours. My colleague Jacqueline Ansumayabwa has more on their preparations.
Over at Infantepim, the energy is contagious. Bells ring through the house, signaling intense practice sessions as the Butcher Boys simulate the contest with unshakable confidence.
Yeah, that's great, but we wasted a lot of time.
They are laser focused, driven by a determination to bring home the trophy and prove their might.
Yeah, the favor is on us. Everything shows that the favor is on us. Look at our scores between the quarterfinal scores. It was
53. 27-53-53.
Yeah.
27-53-53. Semi-finals, 27-53-53.
Yeah.
And this time around, no time.
Not as short as them, but it's that God's will is manifested in the lives of all of us who come for the competition.
St. Augustine's College is equally fired up.
That is correct.
With an extra dose of motivation, they vow to dedicate a victory to an orphanage in Cape Coast, making this win about more than just pride.
This year's trophy means a lot to us. So we are praying that we win this trophy so that we can mobilize funds and support that home.
Meanwhile, Keta SHTS is all in. The sound of students passionately answering questions echoes through the superannuation hall, filling every corner with purpose. The Keta finalists are ready to break barriers and bring home their very first trophy.
You said something about they wanted to make a mark.
Yeah.
We want to make a bigger mark.
Me to them, I'm just saying thank you for being good competitors.
And we'll get to know the champion later today. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amir Sinyamicha Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.